Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the entire globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Tarot Advisor and Life Coach Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me as always is my fabulous co-host on Fridays, spiritual teacher and certified life coach, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, coming to us live from Berkeley, California. How is it in California, Rose? It's hot here.
Hey, I think it's pretty mild or something here, which I'm grateful for because they're expecting a really hot summer, hot and dry summer, which is not good for fires and things of that nature, so... We'll have a nail-biting summer this year, but everything is doing okay so far. I'm glad that it is kind of temperate weather, and I'm happy to be here. How you doing, Dax?
Real good. Got to take a sip of water because it's hot here already. It's like summer started 2, 3, 4 weeks ago for us, you know, and we're getting temperatures that we normally don't see till like July or something like that. You know, I'm looking at my thermometer from 100 degrees out here. Luckily I'm in the shade and there's a nice breeze that's keeping the temperatures down a little bit. I like doing the show on the patios, but I'm going to have to start moving inside and do it in the office pretty soon here. This is getting crazy. Woo. So here we are, another Friday. Of course, we have open lines, and we're going to take your calls, life coaching, tarot mini readings, any questions that you have about, you know, tarot, numerology, mantras, energy healing, EFT, NLP, hypnosis, Reiki, psychic development. We pretty much have it all covered between Rose and I. But we do have a topic, too. We're going to talk about the goddesses of tarot for a little bit, and we're going to take your phone calls. So before we get into that, let's give out the phone number so people can get in the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in, and you want to get in early so you have your spot. Otherwise, we won't get to you. So you want to get in, and don't hang up because you want to keep that spot. If you call back in, guess what? Put you at the bottom of the list. So as soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. The number is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Oh, wow. What was that? Something crashed.
Oh, something. It was just a pin. You know, the microphone.
Oh, my God. It was so loud.
It was just a pin that fell on my desk. That's all. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Rose and I were in the green room, and she was typing away. And she has a gaming type. I don't know if you guys are familiar out there that are listening. A gaming type keyboard, which has the tactile feel, and it's very clicky, you know. And it sounded like rocks falling down, and boulders, and yeah. Well, you know, folks don't realize how powerful these microphones are. So, you know, you drop a pen, and it sounds like you just dropped a 4-ton truck or something. You know, it's unbelievable how powerful these microphones are. Yeah. So let me give out that phone number again in case anybody didn't catch it there. 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. You can also join us on the chat post. Every show we have a post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, and you'll know it because it'll say chat post for XYZ show. And in the comments on that post, we use it like a chat room. So you can talk about the show, chat with us, ask questions, ask for life coaching, mini readings, anything you want right there in the chat room and comment on the topic and everything like that. Now, you can search on our group, but the fast, easy way is just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/chat, and that'll take you right to that post for that day's show. psychictalk.net/chat. Come join us on the chat post. But, of course, we'd love to talk with you live on air. 714-816-4628. We'll be getting to the calls in a little bit here. Going to do some upcoming, let's see here. I'm looking at my list of things here. We're going to do upcoming shows later in the show here. Trying to remember everything here. I got the card of the day post and, of course, our topic today as well. Oh, I didn't I want to make sure because I always forget to announce it on the shows, Rose, that we had a Memorial Day weekend sale and a sale on Memorial Day on Monday, and it was pretty popular, and folks were asking for more. So we decided to extend the sale through this weekend. So if you thought you missed the sale, guess what? It's still going. Yeah.
How
you can go over to I'm going to do it all the way through Sunday at midnight because, this is the biggest Memorial Day sale we've ever had where we're taking 50% off everything. And I'll tell you what that is in just a second. But you'll find it on our Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. That's The Tarot Guild. If you don't know tarot, it's T-A-R-O-T, thetarotguild.com. And, right there in the middle of the main page, you'll see the big let me bring that up here. It's a big banner. And I changed the banner, and so I can't remember what it looks like now because I've had, like, three versions of it. Yeah, it's the one that's mostly red, has the big, giant 50% off everything, and the stars and the blue. You'll see it, and it says, extend it through this weekend. So tarot readings and courses, professional membership, tarot reader certification. We've got everything on sale for 50% off through midnight on Sunday, thetarotguild.com. Now, we have something for everybody, whether you're brand new to tarot and you want to learn tarot, or maybe you've been reading tarot for 30 years, or maybe you just need some help with some life questions. So during this sale, if you have life questions, love, life, romance, career, maybe your tarot business, maybe you need some help with that, you can book a private session with me, tarot and life coaching, for half off. It's $49.99 through this weekend. And then if you're already a professional reader, you can join the Tarot Guild, join our professional membership, and get that together with your CTR. That's the Tarot Reader Certification, and get it combined for half off what you would pay, buying them individually. So it's $58.99. That's like the lowest we've ever had that. If you're new to tarot, you can enroll in my Tarot by the Numbers course. You'll learn tarot and numerology side by side. It's online, self-paced, 11 video modules, and it's half off $49.99. And you could save even more. I've got a package deal that includes the course plus your tarot reader certification and your professional membership to the Tarot Guild. And we're taking an additional $30 off. I know this is crazy, Rose. Just $78 for the whole package. I mean, the course by itself is $99.99. It's $100. So for $78, you're getting the course, your professional membership, and your certification all included together. So all of those are available on the sale page. Just go over to thetarotguild.com and look for that big red banner, 50% off, and take advantage of it because it's definitely going away this Sunday. And what else did I want to mention? You can become a radio host or a pre-recorded podcaster or a video caster or a network sponsor radio. Go over to our website for the radio network, psychytalk.net. Just click on become a host or sponsor, or you can just type in psychytalk.net/join us. And there's a lot of different opportunities on there, and we'd love to have you on the network. So I wanted to put that out there as well, Rose. So for the card of the day, we got the Two of Pentacles, and the date, June 4th, 2021, adds up to 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. So it's the 6th vibration today. Harmony and balance, which is a feature, actually, of the Two of Pentacles. That number is hearth and home, family, love, also success. And the day is the 4th, so obviously it's the 4th vibration. That's from the subgroup in numerology of the mind numbers. I'm sorry, the business numbers. I couldn't get this thing to scroll, and I forgot what I wrote. It's a number. Let's see here. It's systems and foundations, management and plans. And so during the week, during the month, the days of the 4th, the 13th, the 2nd, 22nd, I'm sorry, the 31st are all under the influence of that 4 energy. And the 2 card, the Two of Pentacles being a 2 card, of course, that brings in the vibration of 2, which is cooperation from the business number subgroup 248. So both the 4 and the 2 energy are from that same subgroup of numbers. And basically what's going on with the Two of Pentacles for today, you know, we're in a 5-year rose. It's a year of change. It's a change year. It's a high energy. It's the adventurous spirit in a 5-year.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, let's see here. And I want to mention that, you know, this is all in my article under articles on thetarotdeal.com. So I'm not going to go into all the details. You can read the article yourself. Just go over to thetarotguild.com and click articles, or type in thetarotguild.com/articles. And it's the first one at the top. You click on the links to open them up, and you can read all about, I go into detail about the card and everything. And, this card in general, you know, I talk about balancing things in your life, and it's
mm-hmm.
a card of imminent change. It's a card of imminent change. So just like our world year of 5, 2021, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1 is 5. That's how you get the world year number, sometimes called the universal year number. So basically, throughout this year, you're going to need to be flexible and adaptive and have a sense of playfulness. Sorry. Time to hit the cough button. Sorry, folks. And especially today, maintaining balance and harmony while juggling various aspects of your life and situations that arise today. So that's what's going on with the card of the day and the numerology of the day. Okay. And so, you know, I'm not even sure how we got on this topic. It was a long while back on one of our shows, and somehow, you know, we ended up talking about Hecate and, of course, the goddess Fortuna, you know, fortune, hello, the tarot. And you and I were talking after the show, and this is a while back, quite a while back, and we said, you know, we could do a whole show on the goddesses of tarot.
Yeah.
Yep. So what do you think about that while I take a sip of water?
Yeah, that sounds great. I remember us having a conversation, and I think I was I think I was telling you about Hetheru or Hathor, as their Greek name is, and you said, you know, she's one of the goddesses of the tarot. And I thought, oh, really? I had no clue. And I think we said, hey, we should do a show on that. And we put it in the schedule.
That's right. That's right. And basically, the Hathor connection comes from the Wheel of Fortune. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, I'm trying to word this the right way, and I'm having difficulty here. I'm trying to figure out how to say this the right way. But, you know, ultimately, there's not really the goddesses of tarot, because the tarot cards came into existence in the mid-1400s, you know, possibly the 1300s or late 1300s, you know, well after all these goddesses for, you know, it hundreds and thousands, even thousands and thousands of years had been, you know, part of various cultures. But there's connections. There's connections to the tarot. There's themes in the tarot. There's concepts with the tarot that, you know, match up. And I think you'll see this, you know, as we start looking at this here. First of all, I want to mention that on our chat post that I was just talking about, psychictalk.net/chat, I have an image that I posted. You can click it larger, and it's got some images of the goddesses and also the Wheel of Fortune that we're going to talk about here. Also on our group on Facebook, the Tarot Guild group, and as well as our Psychic Talk Radio group, I posted it on both groups, this image. And you can click on it, you know, make it bigger, 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 so you can actually make this stuff all out. So if you look at the Wheel of Fortune, you know, as we spin the wheel and stop and start in different places, there's letters on the wheel. And what it spells out is Rota, R-O-T-A, Tarot, minus the last T, T-A-R-O, Orat, Torah, minus the H, obviously, and Ator, which is Hathor, minus the H. Okay, so, because we only have the four letters, but it spells out Rota, Tarot, can be translated as the Wheel of Tarot speaks the law of Hathor, or Ator. And, of course, that's a reference to the pharaonic goddess Hathor, who personified nature. Hathor was the goddess of the sky, women, fertility, love. A lot of those things come up in tarot. But the big connection, besides the fact that it's actually written on the wheel, in the Wheel of Fortune card, you know, there's the connection with Isis, because Hathor was later associated with Isis. Isis is actually a later Egyptian goddess after Hathor. And she's the goddess of magic and healing. Magic and healing with dominion over the elements, air, fire, water, and earth. Now, what does that sound like? Magic, healing. Yeah. In fact, the tarot itself, and I can explain this if you guys want me to go into it. The numerology of tarot reduces to a 33, which is the master healer, master teacher number. So the tarot is the master healer, master teacher. And Isis is the goddess of magic and healing. So it's both manifesting and healing and dominion over the four elements that we find in the tarot deck. She even had dominion over life itself. She once brought Osiris back to life for a day, for instance. So you can start to see the connections there and why a lot of tarotists, you know, connect certain gods and goddesses, mostly goddesses, to the tarot deck. Now, of course, the Wheel of Fortune card is modeled after the medieval concept of Rota Fortunae, the wheel, Rota, which appears on the card, and Fortunae, Fortune, and it's the wheel of the goddess Fortuna. And you can see a picture of her on that image, and she's actually holding a wheel that has a crank on it. And there's an individual sitting on the top of the wheel in that image, which is very similar to the Wheel of Fortune, how we have the figures in the Wheel of Fortune. So the wheel is also inscribed with the alchemical symbols representing the four elements, earth, air, fire, water. There's that connection again. There's also four winged creatures in the corners of the card representing the symbols of the four evangelists, the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. And the four evangelists are also represented by the four fixed astrological signs. So it's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius being represented there. In addition, a representation of the goddess, the god Anubis. Okay, I had to sneak a male god in here, Rose.
Oh, boy. No, I'm kidding. That's fine.
Because it's all goddesses today, you know, and I was like, okay, well, on the Wheel of Fortune, we've at least we got Anubis, okay? And he's seen rising with the wheel on the right side while the snake-like Typhon is descending on the left there. And then, of course, we've got the Sphinx sitting on the very top there. So Fortuna was also the goddess of fate, but she might bring good luck or bad luck. You know, not necessarily always good luck, because when the Wheel of Fortune card shows up, people always think good luck, you know, unless they're using reversals and it's upside down. And she sometimes, in some depictions, she's shown veiled and blind, like our modern depictions of Lady Justice. But the difference is she doesn't have a balance. Interesting.
Hmm.
Now, the goddess that's most associated with tarot is Hecate. Now, sometimes that's pronounced Hecate. It's spelled Hecate, but there's also an Hekate spelling of it as well. It's all the same thing. You can say Hecate, you can say Hecate, goddess of magic, witchcraft, the night, moon, ghosts, necromancy. So she was accepted at an early date into Greek religion, but she's actually probably derived from the Carnians of Southwest Asian Minor, the Carians. In Hesiod, she's the daughter of the Titan Perseus and the nymph Astrea, and has the power over heaven, earth, and sea, and hence she bestows wealth and all the blessings of daily life. She's also known as the triple goddess, not just the commonly known, you know, maiden, mother, crone triad, but Hecate's power was so vast that she was the triple goddess of the heavens, the earth, and the underworld. And there's another connection there back to Isis and Hathor. This is the same dominion that Isis had. Now, in some ancient artwork, she's depicted with three heads, triple goddess, and six arms. And this is where it really gets interesting. You have to look at the image, and it's in the upper left corner, Hecate. And what can we see in this image? So she's holding torches, wands, a disc, pentacles, a large pitcher, cups, and swords. Where have we seen this before? Right, in the tarot deck, representing the elements. The wands, the pentacles, the cups, the swords. And even at the top of her head is a crescent moon. You'll see on the High Priestess card in tarot. So although tarot was created hundreds of years later, if not thousands, this depiction actually is from just a 100 or 2 years or so, I think, before the creation of the tarot deck. You can see all the connections are there. And all of this, the numerology, the numbers that make up the deck, as well as the elements and the objects that represent the elements, pentacles or discs, cups or pitchers, swords, wands, torches, clubs, anything like that, you know, represent the wands. And these objects and these elements go way back. You know, people want to say, well, you know, tarot is relatively a recent creation, but the concepts and you know, the symbolism goes way back through lots of different cultures. Here we've got Roman and Greek, Egyptian. It goes back into the Middle East and then all the way to the Far East, these objects. Another goddess that we'll end with this here. Another goddess sometimes associated with tarot, some tarot experts like to associate Sophia, sometimes called the goddess of wisdom. It makes a lot of sense, Rose, because, you know, the deck is all about bestowing wisdom, right?
Right.
One thing I want to note, though, is she's not really a goddess in the classical meaning. So the Greek goddesses associated with wisdom were actually, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Metis, like Metis, and Athena. But by the time of the Roman Empire, it became common to depict the cardinal virtues, like that of wisdom, and other abstract ideals as female allegories. And that's where Sophia comes from. Sophia is it's a central idea, you know, Sophia and wisdom in Hellenistic philosophy and religion, Platonism from Plato, Gnosticism, Christian theology. It permeates through all of that. And originally, the word Sophia meant cleverness or skill. The later meaning of the term is close to phronesis, which is wisdom or intelligence. And it was significantly shaped by the term in philosophy, love of wisdom, that Plato used. So, you know, for me, the connection there is a lot weaker than, you know, the other goddess. Well, she's not even actually really a goddess. She's a virtue. But I can see the connection, but then, you know, I just don't think it's as powerful as some of the other goddesses here, you know, Hathor and Isis and, you know, Fortuna, of course, and really with Hecate. For me, Hecate would be the goddess of tarot, if I had to pick one. And she actually has a wheel too, the Wheel of Hecate. And if you look on the banner for our Tarot Today radio show, tarot is spelled out with the O being replaced by the Wheel of Hecate. You'll see that on our banner for Tarot Today radio. Yeah, you can go over to psychictalk.net right now and click on the category for Tarot Today, and you'll see that on our logo. So there you go. Any thoughts or ideas or questions or comments on the goddesses of tarot?
I do. What do you think is the benefit of knowing about the goddesses of tarot. Like, I mean, you did a, you know, beautiful presentation about, you know, the connections, the associations, but for a tarot reader, what would be some of the benefits of, other than the associations with the card, are there like additional benefits to knowing about the goddesses of tarot? Or why do you think that's important? You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. No, I completely understand where you're coming from. And there's a lot of different things going on here. It's entirely individual, up to the person. It can be that, you know, some tarot practitioners actually like to call on one or more of the goddesses of tarot while doing a reading or about to do a reading.
Ah.
Yes. However, the main thing is just the association. What it does is it creates a deeper connection to the tarot deck itself, its structure, the symbology, the history. Because a lot of people now want to curtail the history of tarot. They want to neuter it. That's the best word I could think of, Dr. Rose. They want to neuter it. So let me just finish up on that one thought and then jump in. So the people know what I'm talking about, you know, by the curtailing of it. You have to understand that when tarot first started to be used as divination in the late 1700s, that's the earliest writings we have. And then through the 1800s into the 1900s, and in 1909 we have Pamela Coleman Smith working with Arthur Waite to create the now famous Waite-Smith tarot deck. But that wasn't until 1909, okay? And like I said, you know, the deck goes all the way back to maybe the 1400s, maybe the late 1300s. Mm-hmm. During the mystery time, I call it the mystery time, between, you know, the late 1780s, 1790s, you know, into the 1800s, all the way up to the very early 1900s. There was a lot of stories going around about the tarot deck. People associated it with the Egyptians, saying that it came from Egypt. Others said it came from Atlantis, and the stories just went on and crazier and crazier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously, it does not come from that. Although I, you know, already told you there are connections to goddesses in Egypt, but the deck wasn't created in ancient Egypt, you know. Okay, we know that, you know, it wasn't created in Atlantis, you know. It's a deck of cards, people, you know. But the thing is that the pendulum that was, you know, back in the early 1800s, you know, was swung way off to the left with all these crazy notions. Now it's swung all the way to the right, Rose, where it's just a card game. It's just a deck of cards. Mm. It doesn't mean any earlier than the 1400s. It didn't exist. None of this means anything. It wasn't used for divination until the late 1700s, which is probably true, although that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. That's the earliest records we have. Doesn't mean that in the 1400s, 1500s, 1600s, it wasn't used for fortune telling or for divination or personal growth or whatever. We just don't have any record of it, is all. So now the pendulum is swung, and even some of the big wigs, I mean the big name people in tarot, want to define the history of tarot just in terms of the physical deck, and that, you know, it was created for a game of chance, similar to bridge. And,
right.
You know, the term we use for tarot today is actually the French term for this. It was tarocchi in Italy. It's tarock in German. It's tarot in French, and it was the French word for that card game that stuck and became the name of the deck itself. We call it the tarot deck, you know. And so, you know, both of these concepts are wrong. Obviously, all these crazy ideas with the pendulum way off on the left, that's not what's going on here. But where we are now in the 21st century with the pendulum swung all the way to the right where, you know, this is all there is, you know, that's wrong too. Connection with the goddesses, Rose, is the fact that it enriches our history because we can see that the concepts, even the symbology, the discs and the swords and the wands, the pentacles, all the objects that we associate with tarot, the swords and everything, it existed far back into antiquity, along with the concepts and you know, the wheel and various forms, Hecate's wheel, Fortuna's wheel, but it goes way back even farther than that. There's wheels in Hinduism and in India, all the way back, you know, to the Far East, you know, in China and the other Asian countries have similar symbology as well. And it's a mistake to say that this is all the deck is. You know, it was just made for playing cards, and 300 years later, they started using it for divination. No. There's too much in the structure of the deck itself for it to be happenstance. Like we've mentioned on this show before, there's 78 cards in the deck. Why 78? Why didn't they do 80 or 65 or 103? It's 78 because it takes 78 lines to draw Metatron's cube in sacred geometry. That is not a coincidence, folks. You know, the fact that the number structure from numerology exists within the tarot deck, the fact that the geometry of the five platonic solids, which represent the five elements, the four elements that we discussed earlier, and the quintessential element of spirit, are all present in the tarot deck. So obviously there's more going on here. And plus, with there not being, you know, the oldest surviving deck is maybe the Visconti Cervosa from the mid-1400s. There's even some argument over that because there's some other decks which are in the running for maybe even being older than that, maybe earlier than the 1400s. But that's the oldest surviving deck we have. You know, it's in a museum. You know, there's some writings in the late 1300s where somebody, aristocracy was, you know, they were commissioning a deck. They don't say whether it was a tarot deck or a playing card deck or what it was for. You know, I think it was for a wedding that was coming up, and that's what actually happened with the tarot deck a lot. Remember, no printing press. These had to be hand-painted, and only the wealthiest people could afford a deck of cards, and they were often created for big events like weddings, and often the family members were depicted in the cards, you know, as, you know, the King of Pentacles or you know, what have you, the Emperor, you know, the Empress. And we don't have any writings or information farther back than that. So we don't know what the first tarot deck was, why it was created, or how far back it was created. Say that you know that, oh yeah, this was just created for this game and all the esoteric association comes, you know, much later in the 1700s. No, we can see in the deck itself, you know, and because we don't have the writings, that's all we've got is the deck itself. So you look at the structure and the numerology and the concepts being presented and the symbolism, and you could see it stretching back through time. And that's why, you know, thinking about the goddesses of tarot, I think, it, you know, if you some people go, like I said, so far as to, you know, use it in their practice and actually call on the goddesses or one of the goddesses. But especially, of course, Hecate is the goddess for Wicca and witchcraft. And so Wiccans and witches that uses the tarot, of course they would call on Hecate, you know. But for me, the big thing is it's worth looking at and associating with the tarot deck these goddesses, because it shows the rich history that really is there. So what other questions did you have? I think you had a couple other things or comments.
I did have a question in my head, and then suddenly it's Hecate. I'm sorry. This is a minor question. Is Hecate Celtic? Like, or what's her origin? I've forgotten.
Well, you know, all the cultures tend to share various gods and goddesses, and they appear in different forms. Okay.
Okay.
Basically,
Hecate is.
I'm getting to that. Basically, Hecate, it's a goddess from ancient Greek religion and mythology. But of course, that morphed into the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire came later, so the Romans adopted Hecate. But it stretched through the empire and into the British Isles, especially Wales. You know, we think of Ireland and you know, the northern parts as more Celtic, but actually Wales down here in the lower left is also, you know, very Celtic, Welsh mythology. And if you look at the Wheel of Hecate, you can just type it in Google, Wheel of Hecate, or look, as I said, on the logo for Tarot Today Radio. You'll see that it looks just like a Celtic knot. And that's because they adopted Hecate when it reached there. But
that makes sense.
Strictly speaking, we're talking Greek and then Roman.
I was getting here confused with another goddess and whose name I'm forgetting at the moment, but okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, if it comes to you before the end of the show, mention it, because there might be more of a connection than you actually think. You know, a lot of these gods and goddesses, you know, morph into something completely different, but it's actually the same god or goddess. It's just that they're renamed, they're depicted differently in different cultures. Yeah, so if you think about that, I'd be, you know, interested in hearing that myself. Or if after the show, shoot me a message. So there you go, folks, the goddesses of tarot. It's worth a look. You know, when we came up with this topic, I decided to do some research, you know, reading all the Wikipedia on it and everything. It's fascinating just to read the Wikipedia entries on these different gods and goddesses. You know, well, it's mostly goddesses here, but you can look up Anubis as well. And Typhon. Typhon, you know, not technically a god. It's that serpent-type creature. So Typhon is going down to the underworld, and Anubis is emerging from the underworld in the Wheel of Fortune. So there you go, folks. And we're going to get to the phone calls. But before we go there, Rose, did you want to let folks know what's coming up on the network, or do you want me to do that?
I could do it. I just have to.
She's bringing it
find
up.
Find the page.
PsychicTalk.net/upcoming, folks. You can see all the shows all the way through the beginning of July. I have them all listed for you. PsychicTalk.net/upcoming.
Cool. Okay, I'm ready. So here are the upcoming shows. Tomorrow we have There's a Rock for That with host Mary Brown, and she's going to talk about metals. And her special crystal guest is hematite. So that show will be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. In fact, most of our shows are at that time except for our one of our shows, and I'll let you guys know about that. So tomorrow there's a Rock for That with Mary Brown. And on Monday we have the Wisdom of the Soul show with Janice Fuchs, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I think I need a little water. I think my tongue is moving faster than my brain here. And then next Friday.
I've been that way all show.
Yeah. Hey, you pass it along to me. And next Friday, we're back with the Doctors Are In. That's June 11th. And we have open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings for the whole show. That's actually a show where you can come and get your readings done and a little bit of life coaching and what have you. So hopefully you guys will join us then. Again, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then also it looks like there's another show that's happening next Friday. And this is Angelic Channel and Energy Healer Catherine Hahn. She's doing a new show. It's called, that's a new title of her show. She's doing an episode called Trusting Yourself. Okay? That's going to be next Friday. It'll start at 5 p.m. Pacific, which is 8 p.m. Eastern. And the topic of her show is Spiritual Guidance. Spiritual Guidance Radio is.
You're mixing that up.
Yeah. Because
sorry. I should have warned you about these changes. I'm sorry.
So the name of her show is Spiritual Guidance Radio. That's the name of her show. And she's doing an episode called Trusting Yourself. And this is Catherine Hahn. So you want to make sure that you join her next Friday after our show. It'll be just 3 hours after our show, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to know the rest of our schedule, as Dax has said, that we have shows lined up all the way through July, just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming. That's psychictalk.net/upcoming to learn more about what's coming up and how to tune in.
Awesome. I'm sorry, Rose. I should have warned you about the changes. I'm used to it now, but a lot of people, it's their first seeing this. You know, Catherine did her show this week on Wednesday, her old time slot for Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance. And she
right.
got a message from Spirit some weeks ago that she needs to change her show title to Spiritual Guidance Radio. And I just love it. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Her show was Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance Hour. And first of all, it was a lot to say. You know. But,
right.
But I just like the sound and the flow of Spiritual Guidance Radio. So it's the same great show. It's just a new title. And
right.
like Rose said, she's moving to Fridays. She's going to be on in the evening. Our show is obviously morning, early afternoon, depending on if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, and everywhere in between and around the world. And her show's more towards the evenings, you know, 5 p.m. Pacific, our time, me and Rose, and 6 p.m. Eastern. She's actually Central, so it's 7 p.m. for her. And she wanted to move the show an hour later and move it to Fridays. And I said, no problem. We can do that, you know. So she's going to be talking about trusting yourself next Friday. And mark that change in your calendar because it's going to be that way from now on, Spiritual Guidance Radio on Fridays. One thing I did want to mention is I'm trying to look here. Okay, so Mary's got her – there's a Rock for That show. It's the first Saturday of every month, and I'm not on that show with her. That's her show. There's a Rock for That.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to mention that I'll be back, in addition to Friday with Rose, I'll be back on Saturday, June 12th with Mary for our first Tarot Today show, Tarot Today Radio, for June. And it's a great one because we're having on special guest Gary Karp. And Gary is a longtime certified tarot reader and professional member of the Tarot Guild going back like a decade. And he's doing some interesting teaching right now, and he said he wanted to come on and talk about the best ways to learn tarot. So it's going to be a great show on the 12th with Gary. Yeah, just wanted to mention that. And like Rose said, you can see all the upcoming shows, psychetalk.net/upcoming. Mark your calendars, the ones you want to hear about. In addition to Gary, we've got Savannah Martin, the Rhode Island medium, on Friday the 18th, you know, and all of our normal, like There's a Mantra for That and Psychic Spin special segments. And oh, my God, a lot of cool stuff coming up. Just wanted to mention that. And, the phone lines are starting to light up. Very good. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That puts you into the caller queue. If you're just listening to the show, you don't have to press 1. But I notice a bunch of people call in. And if you want to be live with us, remember to press 1 on your dial pad, 714-816-4628. We're going to see how many calls we can squeeze in before the end of the show. Remember, if we don't get your call today, Dr. Rose, they can call in on Mary's show, There's a Rock for That, tomorrow, because she does do readings. Now, she does crystal mini readings on Saturdays. So if you want something really different, call in on tomorrow's show, too. You know, even if we get to you today, call in again. She'd love to chat with you. All righty here. And one last thing before we go to the phone lines, I just want to remind everybody, because there's a lot of people joining us fresh right now. You might have missed the beginning of the show. And I wanted to mention that if you're looking to learn tarot, or maybe you're already a professional reader and you want to get certified, join our professional membership, or perhaps, you know, you want something a little more private than here on the radio in front of, you know, it's just me, Rose, and you, and 10,000 other people listening. It's okay. But... If you want a private coaching and tarot session with me, all those things are half off right now. We've extended our Memorial Day sale through the end of this weekend. Just go over to our website, thetarotguild.com. You'll see the big red banner for the 50% off everything. You can enroll in my course for half off. You can get your professional membership and your reader certification half off. You can book a session with me half off. It's the biggest and the deepest discounts we've ever done on Memorial Day. So take advantage of that while it's still around. Just through this weekend, then it's going away, folks. TheTarotGuild.com. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest here, Rose? Oh, I got to get my tarot deck going. We're all set here. Oh, here's an area code we've never had, 515. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Amy from Nebraska.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show.
I was wondering where you were. I don't think we've ever had a 515 before. Oh, you're welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I have a question about finances. Anything that you see in the future that I should be aware of?
And do you have anything going on or any changes you want to make? We are a year of change right now. This is a five-world year. Yeah. And so
things are okay now.
Yeah, even if you don't change jobs or careers or anything like that, you might find smaller changes going on daily. And I'm not seeing anything. Yeah, I'm not really seeing a lot of change. There's something about you working on a project with other people. Mostly it's just very positive. A lot of pentacle cards, which is about the material. You know, the wands cards, it can be about career. And, you know, the eight of pentacles is the very first card. And eight is the number of abundance in numerology. And there you are, hard at work, doing, you know, using, it's the profitable use of one's skills and abilities, really. And the six of pentacles shows up, actually, that's the main focus card. And it's talking about windfalls. That's a card about repayment and sharing. It's generosity, you know, in the card. the fella is handing out alms to the poor, you know, but he has a scale. He's carefully weighing everything. He's not, you know, just frivolous with his money here. And so, you know, for me, in relation to your career, you know, this feels like materially and, you know, financially everything's going to be great, you know, but is that all there is, you know? Some other mm-hmm. cards come in like the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles is a card of harvest. It's harvest time. And it's about, you know, purging and removing obstacles, harvesting, having persistence. But it's a pause in the action. And what's really going on is an assessment here. So the fellow's, you know, leaning on his trowel and looking at the harvest, the bounty, you know, and what he's actually seeing is dependent on you. It's dependent on what's actually going on with you and your situation. You know, he could be happy with the harvest, but he could also be reevaluating things. Maybe he's not so happy with the situation, that things could be a little better. And on the as I said, in the center is that windfall card, the Six of Pentacles, but on the right side, so you got the Seven of Pentacles on one side, and on the other side is the Queen of Pentacles or the Queen of Coins. Very, you know, earthy. Pentacles is the earth element. It's a very down-to-earth woman here, very capable, nurturing. She's like holding that pentacle as she sits on her throne like it's a baby. And she is just looking down lovingly on it and everything. And so, you know, like you said, everything's good. But what I'm getting here from this is, you know, in the near to not too distant future, you may find yourself assessing, reevaluating things, and also looking for the deeper fulfillment with that Queen of Coins. So that's mm-hmm. what's coming up for you.
Good, thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for calling in. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Amy. Great first call. You want to bring on the next caller, Rose? Or?
Sure. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Oh, that's weird.
It's all one.
Both times are not coming up for me. So I'll just have to do it in order. Hello. Area code 760. I'm sorry. 760. Area code. Hello and welcome.
You missed the 111. I just want to remind you when we get done with this call, Rose, look at the board again. You missed the 111 call, which was before hers.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
No problem. Okay. No problem. We'll come back to them in a second, but we'll do the 760. Sorry about that caller, but you know, a little house cleaning there behind the scenes technical stuff. What's going on?
So let's see. My question today, first of all, this is Jeanette. And thank you for taking my call. I've got love on my mind, and I'm just wondering
Ooh.
If my person of interest, what the future might have in store with him.
Okay. I missed part of that. Did you say person of interest or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering. I'm interested in someone, and
gotcha.
We connected, but yeah.
The
communication
yeah.
is kind of stalled at the moment.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the central focus card is the moon card. And, you know, we don't see things as well as we do in the bright of the sun. You know, the moonlight, you're getting a lot of shadows and things are hidden
yeah.
in the night with the moon card. Yeah, that's the whole crux of the situation. You have to get beyond that with this person or it's not going to move forward. Now, does it look bad? No. I mean, the other cards are fairly decent. I mean, your position, the Seven of Wands is letting us know, you know, you've got the high ground. The ball's basically in your hands, really. There's the Knight of Coins. I don't know if this guy happens to be an earth sign. Is he an earth sign?
No, he's not, but he comes across as rather earthy.
I do know some of his other planets. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's got Mars in Capricorn.
Okay, yeah, that happens a lot. Like, you know, having Mars in Capricorn, for instance, there's the Earth sign. Sometimes, you know, it'll pop up a card representing that person, and it's the attributes of the sign, not necessarily literally they're a Capricorn or a Taurus or a Virgo or something like that. Yeah, and so this card is showing up representing him. Now, the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, that's the slowest moving of the knights. That doesn't mean it's bad. It just means it's methodical, patient, practical progress. Don't expect, you know, things to happen really quickly, because they're not going to happen. You know, he has to get there, is the feeling I'm getting. But ultimately, and this is in the future, by the way, it's the timing card too. It's in the future, and basically, it's giving me the feeling that it will get there. It's just going to require patience, his timing, things like that. But I want to bring it all back to that moon card and the Seven of Wands. You know, you have the high ground here. I mentioned the ball is in your court. So what does that mean? Okay, you got to clear out. You got to bring in the sun card and put it on top of this moon card here. You know, you got to clear out any of the shadows, find out what's really going on. It requires communication.
Well, I've been the initiator in the communication department, and I just feel like now the ball is in his court. I'm not somebody who considers themselves to be, you know, aggressive, you know, chasing. I just don't do that.
Right. It's actually showing up in the past, the Two of Wands, the searching card, you know. So I just want to say that there's three, as a yes-no spread, there's three out of four yeses here. It means it's leaning towards yes, but it's very murky right now, you know, and of course we know that from the moon card, but also just from the fact that it's, you know, not a strong yes or a really strong yes, like four cards yes. It's three cards, which means it really could go either way right now. And it looks like, you know, if you don't want to do the chasing, you're going to have to allow him to move at that Knight of Pentacles speed. And then at some point, if you're not seeing something, you're going to have to decide. You're going to have to make a decision. Okay, I'm going to take the ball back and, you know, approach him, or I'm going to let it go. You're going to have to make a decision at some point. But like I said, he might still come through because it's just going at his pace. That Knight of Pentacles, it's really slow, but it's methodical. There's a reason behind it. And it's he's sensuous and patient. And, you know, this is the kind of the attributes, you know. Ultimately, he's dependable. It's just he has to get there, and he's not there.
Right.
Yeah, and you may or may not be willing to wait until he gets there. But if you put the ball in his court,
what's the time frame?
Okay, so the face cards in tarot don't have numbers, but what we've noticed is we've been able to associate the master numbers to these cards. Pages are 11, master illuminator number. Knights are 22. Queens are 33, the master healer, master teacher number. And then, of course, kings are 44, the master manifester number. That's what 44 is. So the knights, when they show up in timing, it's 22. 22 reduces to 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. So this could break free in 4 months or in 4 days. Or in 4 weeks, or in 22 days, or in 22 weeks, 2 months. No, I'm just kidding. I never look out that far. But yeah, and you know, it's not super clear when you're dealing with court cards. However, you know, you do have those numbers to work with. And basically, I always tell people that how quickly something happens is more dependent on you than predicting something in the future, you see. And that's why I was asking you about the, you know, ball being in your court kind of thing. Now, of course, this changes the whole dynamic. If you put the ball in his court and you're unwilling to take it back, then you have to go by his schedule. That could be, you know, something happens in 4 weeks or 4 months from now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's up to you.
Is there any interest? I mean, is there any, like, energy coming towards me from him? Okay.
Definitely, yeah. Like I said, I'm not seeing bad cards here, you know. And it all rests on that Knight of Pentacles, you know, and him. And there's definite progress, you know, even though when you look at the card, it looks like the horse isn't even moving, whereas in the other knights, you know, they're galloping or they're, you know, full out, you know, running or they're trotting along. And then you got the Knight of Pentacles where it looks like he's standing still. He's not standing still. He's still moving in that direction. So it's still positive. And I did do the spread. I always do it as a yes, no, and it's leaning yes. But I mean, the reason why it's not four or five yes cards, it's only three, is because it's waiting on him. You know, more has to be done to get there. So, yeah, don't think that he doesn't have any interest. It's he's going at his pace.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, every now and
then
I'll send
out.
Yeah, thank you. I will. I will definitely put more of my positive energy into it.
Right, right. And you may not want to approach him directly. That's okay. That doesn't mean you can't put out into the universe what you want. You can't feel the feeling.
Yeah.
Draw it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have
I
a
really
great
got
weekend,
that
Jeanette.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to bring in – now, this is not a real area code. Doesn't this mean that it's from a Skype call or something? But anyway, the area code says 111.
Yeah, it means they're either calling in via Skype or they have their number blocked or it's a private call. That's what that means.
Gotcha. Okay, well, hello and welcome to the Dr. Sarian Show. You're on the air with us. Can you let us know your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello? Okay, I think they're a little bit busy or maybe they're trying to figure out things with their mic. So we'll go on to the next caller.
We'll put it on hold for now.
So, and we'll come back. Hello, it looks like area code 216. Welcome to the show. Could you give us your name and let us know where you're calling from?
This is Des. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. What's your name again?
Desmond.
Oh, okay.
Desmond.
Thank you so much. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing well. Did you have a question or a topic that you'd like for us to discuss?
Oh, I had a question about a female friend I work with. We wanted to know she just got out of our relationship not too long ago. It's a lot of complications going on. But we have some type of strange connection. I want to know what do you see with that.
All righty. I like those kind of questions, actually. There's a lot of the number two showing up, and that's relationships and all. Yeah, there's definitely energy going on here. Also, the card of the day, the Two of Pentacles, shows up, another two card. You know, and it's a jungling act for her right now. That's what I'm getting. That's what I feel. I think she's there's some chemistry right now because it's so recent with her. You know, she's more looking inside herself with the High Priestess card showing up. That's actually another two card. That's like the central focus card, actually. So let's see here. Oh, this is really interesting. So it's the whole reading is bookended by the Four of Swords and the Six of Swords. It's really interesting. Rose, if you look at the cards, when they have the Roman numerals, so you got IV, and then on the other side is VI. It's so very bookended here, what's going on, okay? So the Four of Swords is telling us that there's a delay. This is a time to, like, kind of sit back for a minute and let things gel, okay? And right next to it is the Seven of Cups. This is the only warning card coming in. Seven of Cups is a fantasy or illusion card, and it's warning, you know, don't make it out to be what it isn't before it is or may never be. You know, basically, you know, step back, let her do her thing for a little while here. Let her, you know, work out some things internally. That's that High Priestess card. And the Four of Swords is an opportunity for you to, you know, think outside the box, take a step back, look at it, you know, is this really the direction I want to go? And if it is, then go for it. And then what happens at the end with this Six of Swords, that's slow, steady progress to your goal. You know, it's not going to be a rapid summer romance fling thing. It's going to be slow, steady progress, almost like with our last caller with that Knight of Pentacles. The Seven of Swords has a similar vibe to it. Instead of being on horseback, we're in a boat traveling across the water, and the goal is on the landfall, the beach across from us here. And, you know, I mean, this is not a speedboat. There's an oarsman, you know, literally, you know, think of the gondolas, you know, in Venice, you know, pushing there's actually a name for that pole they hold. Anyways, pushing the pole down. And yeah, this is slow. You know, this is not a motorboat. Yeah. So, but it's going in the right direction. That's what I like. And it might take a little while. It might take 6 weeks for her to be ready and for you to be ready and then for things to kind of gel. Does that make sense? Does that help you out?
Yeah, it's progressing, but very slowly. I got you. If that's the case, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and actually, it works in your favor. You know, you don't want to rush it because then you're just shooting yourself in the foot because she's in this this mind space of the High Priestess. You know, it's when we turn to inner things and dreams and working on our own emotions and dealing with situations and, you know, just getting right in her head again as well. You want to give her time to do that and not push anything, because if you do, then you're going to mess it up. If you let things naturally develop, it looks like it actually could do that, though. You know, somewhere within the next 6 weeks even. So there you go, Desmond. Hope that helped you out.
I appreciate that.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for the reading. You have a nice weekend.
You too, Desmond. Wishing you the best. Okay, let's go on to callers with the the area code 630. Hello, caller. You're on the air with us. Let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh, great.
Is that Dion
from Illinois?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay.
So So, Deanne, how can we help you? What question or topic would you like for us to discuss?
So this week I spent a lot of time doing some research, locating a law firm for a specific type of legal case. And I just wanted to see if you can tell me if I'm going to get some good like feedback from it or possibly be able to hire a law firm soon to take my claim.
Okay, I muted myself by mistake. I thought I was muted. Trying to unmute. That's an interesting one. I like that. Okay, let's take a look. Again with the fours. Oh, my God, the four of pentacles, the four of swords, just like what our last caller had, the four of swords. The two of swords, the justice card. Oh, this is actually looking really, really good, Deanne. But, okay, so the two fours are, again, just like with Desmond, the Four of Swords, you know, there's that delay again, okay? It's not going to happen rapidly. This is almost all yes cards, though. In a direct answer to your question, to boil it down to the simple yes, you're going to be able to hire a lawyer and the proceedings are going to go forward. There's a decision-making process with the two of swords, which is in the very beginning of the spread. It could actually be in the past. Maybe you've already made this decision. I'm not 100% sure. It could be just the decision to go forward with the case. But if not, it may just mean that, you know, you're needing to make a decision between lawyers direction within the case. Something along those lines. Just keep that in the back of your mind. This might be something that's already happened, so don't worry too much about it, but just keep it in the back of your mind. Remember, it's going to take a little bit of time, you know. But then, oh, my gosh, in the near future, what we start to get are these really positive cards. The Nine of Cups. So the Nine of Cups is literally the wish come true card. And so, you know, it's also, cups is about emotion. So it's going to be emotionally fulfilling the way it ends up for you. Now, it might not be exactly what you're expecting or wanting, but it's going to be close enough. Okay. And regardless of anything else, you know, I'm hearing crickets. What is that squeaking noise?
Oh, no.
Anyway.
No, it's birds. I'm watching.
Oh, it's birds. Oh.
Yeah, I'm like right by like the super, like natural area.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's really sunny outside today, and so
nice.
Those are birds.
We finally the came out. It finally got overcast, and it's not beating down on me here in Tucson. So I'm actually happy.
Oh,
I'm the opposite. I don't got the sun, Deanne. I just wanted to say that the last card is the justice card. It's also the timing card. So let's take a look at this real quick. And ultimately, justice will be served. You know, this card is showing, I mean, in this kind of a question, when I get this card, I jump for joy. Because, you know, regardless of how it turns out, you know, it might not be all great for any particular individual or entity involved. But justice is going to be served one way or another, okay? But it's right next to that Nine of Cups. So I think, you know, you're going to get what you want. You're going to be emotionally fulfilled. You're going to be satisfied with how it ends up. It might not be 100% the way you want, but it's going to take time. You know, we got those number four cards slowing us down. And then the justice card is card number 11. 11 reduces to 2. All right. So as far as hiring the firm, that's going to happen pretty quickly. 2 days to 2 weeks. Boom. Like that. Proceedings getting going. Now the 11 comes in. I'm thinking more, you know, 11 weeks, you know, for things to really start getting going. Fleshing. You know how slow the courts are, right?
Yeah. still fantastic news.
Oh, yeah, it's great news. But this is the thing. I'm going to leave you with one last thing before we go here, Dion, because we're almost, you know, we're like, actually, we're past the end of the show. That's okay. We're just going to keep going here. The central focus card, one of those four cards that's holding things back, that's slowing things down. It's the Four of Pentacles. And in that card, he's clutching tightly onto those pentacles. Now, tarot is multi-layered. It's telling me two things. One, it's a central focus card, so it's really important. Number one, financially, there's going to be a windfall of some sort. So that's the positive aspect coming from this card. Here's the other side of the coin, literally, because it's a coin card, pentacles. Don't hold on too tight to your expectations, which actually leads back to what I was saying before about justice is going to be served, Nine of Cups, your wish come true card. You're going to get what you're looking for. You're going to be emotionally fulfilled, even if it's not exactly everything you want or exactly how you want it to come out. And so this card, that aspect of it is warning us, the only way you can mess this up is by holding on too tight. Be open to other possibilities, other endings with the case that are still very beneficial to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, and that's wonderful. Wonderful news. I mean, yeah, because what I've learned from experience is what I think is good and what the universe thinks is great are two different things. So, like, if I hold on too tightly to what I think, yeah, the outcome is, then I'm closing off my capabilities of allowing in a better solution, or just, you know, not everything mm-hmm. comes down to money, you know. So thank you so very much for that message today. Really appreciate you.
Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Dion. I'm glad you got a lot out of it.
Thank you. You too.
Bye for now.
Bye.
And Rose, isn't that what we tell people all the time, you know, about, remember the old saying, let go and let God? It's the same in the law of attraction. It, you know, you've got to be open to this or something better for the universe to bring in. And if you're, you know, we're always telling people to get a very crystal clear visualization with all five senses of what it is you want to draw in. But sometimes that can block us a little bit if we're too crystal clear. That's why I say when you're writing down, like on a piece of paper, about let's go with, you know, boyfriends. You want to bring in the next boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, and you're writing down how you want the relationship to be, the things you guys are going to be doing together, some attributes of this person. They're kind, they're genuine, you know, on and on and on and on. But notice you never get specific, you know, they're 6'2", they have dark hair, they have blue eyes, their name is Alfred. I mean, no, you don't get that specific. Instead, you write down the virtues and attributes of what it is you're trying to attract in. And you're focusing in on the feeling space, how great it's going to feel. But you're leaving it open for the universe to do the how and ultimately the what or who. Because it might be something better. So, yep. Rose, do we have time for one more call, or what do you think?
I believe so. So, area code 702, welcome to the show. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Brian, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Brian. Welcome. What can we do for you today? What question do you have, or what topic would you like to discuss?
Chicago.
Yes. I have a question. Me and my wife and my daughter was involved in an accident back in September, and we came out fine. We went to physical therapy and everything. However, there's been issues with my lawyer contacting the insurance company for a settlement, and they I think they forgot or discarded my case, and I just want to know, where do you see that going for me?
Okay.
Okay. So I need to focus in a little bit more here. So is your question more about what's going on with your lawyer or with the is it your insurance company, their insurance company? I just need a little more focus.
My insurance company. I just want to know, am I going to get a settlement?
Okay, so we'll check into that. And, yeah, I wonder what's holding that up. Hey, people are people. They're human. They're going to, you know, things get filed in the wrong place or forgotten or what have you. Let's take a look here. Oh, we're getting the opposite of our first few callers where we had all those slow moving cards. Remember the Knight of Pentacles, Rose? So here we're getting the Knight of Wands and the Knight of Swords both rushing in. Yeah, it's wow, fast. Yeah, this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the very first card is the ten of Cups, which is that ultimate fulfillment. Happy family life. You know, there's your family right there, and everybody's happy, and there's a rainbow overhead. Yeah, getting really, really good. You guys, there's the celebration card. You're going to be celebrating once this, you know, finally gets around to taking place here. Trying to see if there's anything. So the timing card is the Ace of Wands. That's a one. This could happen really, really fast. The thing about the Ace of Wands, though, is it you know, in a different type of question, in a different type of reading, like when we're looking at career or something, business, you know, this is a new venture coming in. Okay. Wands is the fire energy. It's passion, following your passions kind of thing. It seems to me like there's something left to be done. There's something new that you haven't done that you need to do that will get things moving rather than just waiting for it to happen. And as soon as you do that, boom, week later, yep, 1 week, maybe one day. I mean, this could happen really, really fast. But there's some kind of action you need to take. And it's interesting because you got the Ace of Wands and then proceeding away from the Ace of Wands towards the present is the Knight of Wands and the Knight of Swords I was talking about that are moving very fast. So they're dragging this with them, okay, very, very fast. And so in order for that to happen is in the future and potentially much farther out in the future, it brings it into the now. I don't know what this thing is. I don't know if you have to get more fiery about it, you know, because it's that fire, passionate energy. Maybe you need to get on those phone lines again. What the heck's going on? You know, I don't know exactly what it is that you need to do, but there's this thing left to be done. And once it does, it's like, you know, knocking down the dam and it just flows.
Okay, that makes sense. I sent my lawyer an email 2 days ago. I haven't heard anything back, so I'm going to call.
I think that actually might be it, you know? Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah,
those emails
especially in
don't
this
get
day and
answered.
Age with – there have been so many businesses that have been affected by the pandemic, so, you know, their response time may not be what, you know, that good or whatnot. But, you know, just – make sure that you take that initiative to contact them. You know, if you don't hear from them this week, then you call them next week, you know, that kind
right.
of thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great day. And I
enjoy
think
the
that's
rest
all
of your
the
weekend.
Colors that we have so far. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you were going to call in, if we didn't get to your call today, don't worry about it. You can call in tomorrow, talk with Mary. Remember those crystal readings. It's something different. You might like it, and you might get something out of it. So give a ring tomorrow. To all our callers, thanks for calling in. Now you all have to call back. Call back and let us know. You know, not everybody takes the time to do that, and I love it. The very few people that do, I love it when they do it. They call back in and say, hey, remember when you told me this last week? Guess what happened? You know, we love that kind of call. Absolutely. Yeah, and, of course, we will be back next Friday. And it's going to be all calls all show long. So make sure everybody shows up. Y'all show up now because we don't have a topic. You know, so if you guys don't call in, we don't got a show. So you definitely want to call in next week. We'll be able to get to you.
That's right.
That awesome is right. Sauce. Oh, that was a lot of fun, Rose.
Yes, it was.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'm going to go grab something to eat. It's like 12:30. I haven't had lunch yet.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you to all of our callers who called in and asked questions and things of that nature. And as Dax said, we wouldn't be here without you. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, same channel. And have a wonderful week, everybody.
Have a wonderful week. Remember the goddesses of tarot. Wikipedia is your friend. There's some weekend reading for you. Go have fun. Bye, everybody. Bye, Dr. Rose.
Bye, Dax.